This is another interview from ABC Riverina. You're listening to Spaced Out, Astronomy News with Dave Renicky and Anne Delaney. Hey, very quickly, before we get into some of the big astronomy and space news, 50 years for the dish.
Oh, how about that? Happy birthday. They didn't play, I'll tell you. They didn't play cricket up there.
Really? So that was all a bit of a furphy,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, it was. But look, 50 years, can you believe it? Hey, that's half your age there.
Dave? No, you're supposed to say twice my age.
Oh, twice my age. Yeah, sorry. not a good start. No, look, what a great place this is. Now, if you've not been there, it's not far from you.
No, it's just up the road.
Go and have a look. It's got the best visitor centre, and they've told me down there that when that movie came out in 2000, they had so many people wanting to come in and have a look at this place. It's the biggest boost of the tourism in the area. And, of course, the big Elvis Festival's on in parks as well. But this is a great place to go. When you drive down the road, you see it in the distance. It's only very tiny. You think, wow, look at that. It's real. And then you get closer and you drive down the driveway and this huge dish is just sitting in front of you there. And it's got a really nice visitor centre to go and have a look at the movies they show too. I love it. I think it's terrific. 50 years.
50 boy. Years. Yes. Half. Twice my age, Dave. Twice.
Well,
twice
sorry,
my age.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Now let's get into some space science. And we always love talking about where pockets of water are found around the place. And the European Space Agency's Herschel Space Observatory has found something a bit interesting.
Water around a dust disk. Is that what you mean?
I do indeed.
Yeah. Now what are we talking about here? Well, we know that water's out there. We just know that there's water, and we need water to decide whether there's going to be any life out there. But water around a dust disk means that we're looking at a solar system that's forming. This is basically what we're talking about. This Herschel telescope, this is an amazing thing. It's a star between 5 and 10 million years old. It's about 176 light years away. It's in the final stages of formation. Look, these disks of dust will form a planetary system at some stage. And as we said before, when these planets do form, what are they going to be? Are they going to be barren? Are they going to be fruitful? You've got to have that water component on there. And we're finding so much water vapor out there, so much evidence of water in nascent solar systems, in basic solar systems, new ones being born all the time. The universe is evolving, continuing to evolve. It's not static. It's continuing to get younger stars and younger solar systems being produced as the older ones are fading away. It's just a natural progression. But the water, the amount of water vapor out there, and telescopes like Herschel, this is the golden age of astronomy. We've never had the sort of technology we've got now. I think it's terrific. It's an amazing instrument. But this telltale water vapor, this signature we've got there, is produced when the ice and the coated dust grains are warmed up by the radiation, so it's giving itself away by that observation. This is a great discovery.
And the interesting thing about water, apart from being one of the crucial things for life, is it's also in the future going to be ways for energy. If we continue exploring the technology of hydrogen cells, we know that water is going to be more than just precious.
Yeah, well, look, there's so much of it out there. And, you know, the results of this, the examination of what we're looking at here, this dusty disk and this star around this star called PW Hydrae,
good name for it.
It would fill several thousand Earth oceans. I mean, there's so much water out there.
We have to find...
We do. Watch this space. There's going to be more to come from that.
We have to find an easy way to say dust disk. It rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Dusty disk, yeah.
Now, speaking of disks, the universe, unlike the Earth, is basically flat, really?
No.
Really?
It is. It's a flat disk. Not to be confused with a flat Earth, by the way.
That's right.
But look, we've known for a long time that the universe is different. It's quirkier. We thought we had three things here. We thought we had a closed universe with all the contents just locked in, or we thought we had an open universe that was just free and sort of saddle-shaped at one stage. And the theory came along too. Was it simply just flat with just the right amount of density there? Well, it turns out that the third one is the correct answer. Einstein thought it was curved, and he proposed one of these famous thought experiments, and Einstein did lots of these thought experiments, things that you can't produce in a laboratory because the technology didn't exist to do it. So one of these thought experiments was, what if I travelled in a spaceship in a straight line for gosh knows how long? I've eventually got to come back to where I start from, yes?
No. What you would think?
No, well, it doesn't appear that way.
Right.
The universe is not curved like Einstein may have thought it would be.